This video is brought to you by Cheddar, who recently launched their own YouTube channel that makes videos about business, technology, and media. Check out their video about who defends the Earth from asteroids next. So one of the most ancient struggles in humanity's existence is our fight for survival with nature, and more specifically, our struggle to survive against animals. Humans have struggled with animals since, well, pretty much forever, and even in the 20th and 21st centuries, nature will often get the better of us. Many of you have probably heard about the Great Emu War, in which the Australian government went to war with modern machine guns against their emu population and failed. This is a similar story, but even more weird. Let's start with where this story takes place. The Galapagos Islands in the Pacific Ocean that are a part of Ecuador. The islands are famous for their biological diversity, which was so great it was the place that helped Charles Darwin to develop his theory of evolution. There are several animal species that can only be found on the islands, like the Galapagos tortoise, the largest tortoise species in the world. But then, goats started arriving and became the greatest threat to the native species of the island that they've ever known. The islands are over 900 kilometers away from the South American mainland, so they didn't swim. They were brought by humans who thought it was a great idea at the time. The Spanish brought them for food and released them into the wild. But once they found out that British pirates were settling the area and finding these wild goats for their own food, they released dogs into the wild to try and kill them. That didn't really work. And then on one of the islands in 1959, a couple fishermen brought just 3 goats that also escaped into the wild. 1 male and 2 females. Just 14 years later, it was estimated that those 3 original goats had exploded into a population of over 30,000 goats that were rampaging across the island. By the 1990s, the goat problem began to get out of hand, with a goat army over 250,000 strong that was destroying the natural habitats of the islands. They were eating everything they could find, which was destroying the food eaten by the island's native species. As a result, creatures like the giant Galapagos tortoise were starving to death. Their own numbers had decreased from over 250,000 down to just 3,000 left by the 1970s. The goats were creating an environmental disaster, and concerned biologists and conservationists began brainstorming potential solutions. It was eventually decided that the native wildlife on the island needed to be saved, and the only way to do that was to remove all of the 250,000 goats. Rounding them all up and transporting them somewhere else was decided to be too difficult, so several other crazy plans were developed instead, including one idea to import lions to the islands that would eat the goats. They eventually decided that was dumb, but agreed that an all-out war needed to be declared on the goats, and every single last goat on the islands needed to be destroyed. And for that, they brought in the military. After years of debating and planning, the Galapagos Conservancy initiated Project Isabella, the systematic eradication of all goats and other pests from the Galapagos Islands. The operation at first began simply with squads of hunters crossing the islands and shooting the goats as they found them, but this was determined to not be terribly efficient or quick enough. So then they brought in helicopters with trained sharpshooters brought in from New Zealand to fly around and mow down the goats in herds. There would be 2 gunners on either side of the helicopter, and when the pilot managed to herd a group of goats together into a tight pack, they would open fire and wipe all of them out. This tactic proved effective, because within the first year of them starting, 90% of the island's goats had been eliminated. That remaining 10% meant thousands of goats were still out there, though, and they started going underground. The surviving goats grew wise to the sound of helicopters, knowing that their sound meant instant death. They scattered and fled to the hidden parts of the island and continued a guerrilla-style war against their human attackers. You already know how quickly just 3 goats managed to reproduce into 30,000, though. So even if only a handful remained, the environmental disaster they were causing would restart all over again eventually. A bold new strategy had to be developed to finish the war, and so Project Isabella came up with the idea of the Judas Goat. Essentially, a team would capture a female goat from the wild, tag it with a GPS tracking device, and release it to go find its friends. The hunters would follow the goat back to the herd, and then, just like Judas, it would betray its friends to be slaughtered. Once the herd was eliminated, the hunters would always leave the Judas Goat alive to go and find new friends to start the entire process over again. Everywhere the Judas Goat went, it unknowingly would bring death with it. Over 2 more long years, the team employed over 900 such Judas Goats to finish the war. By 2006, it was was declared that the main islands were free of goats for the first time in centuries, and the vegetation they destroyed was beginning to come back. The Galapagos tortoise population has since rebounded to over 19,000, so the operation has achieved its goals. That being said, Project Isabella is not without controversy. The slaughter of 250,000 goats was and is controversial to some, but their deaths meant the saving from extinction of several other species. It should be humanity's responsibility to protect all life on our planet, because we're the only species capable of understanding how to do it. One of the biggest threats to life on Earth comes in the form of asteroids from space, and my friends over at Cheddar have created a really interesting video about whose responsibility it is exactly to protect us from them. The link to their video and channel is in the description, and I strongly encourage you to check it out and consider subscribing to them if you enjoy the videos that I create. They make informational videos about business, technology, and media, and they just recently launched their own channel, so if you're looking to learn more about the world, go and check them out next.